Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are joining us from around the world. I want to welcome you to USAID's FY17 Quarter 2 Business Forecast Review Call. My name is Rachel Chilton, and I am on the communications team within the Management Bureau's Office of Acquisition and Assistance. We want to thank you for taking the time to join us today. We are anticipating nearly 300 people on the line. This quarter, we received between 200 and 250 questions related to our business forecast. We are happy to see that the nature of the questions submitted has changed since the launch of our live feed tool. In general, we did not receive too many inquiries to verify information that is out of date. So that's a plus. For those of you that are new to this call, rather than going through all 200-plus questions, we will be covering a number of general questions, especially inquiries related to our new live feed. The responses to all of the Q&A will be posted later today or sometime tomorrow once we have everything answered. I think at this point, for the 200-plus questions that we received, we have all but one question answered, so we're currently working on that, and we will let you know. Just a reminder, you are all muted and will not be able to speak. We are recording the call, and we'll be posting the recording as well as the transcript on our business forecast page, along with the entire Q&A document. We will notify you about this post through our Twitter handle at USAIDBizOps, as well as our email distribution list. I have a number of folks with me in the room today, so I will let everyone go around the room for a moment to introduce themselves.
Hi, this is Mark Walter. I'm the Deputy of Washington Operations here and Acting Director at the time.
My name is Jamie Rogers. I'm a Division Chief in Washington Operations for the Special Initiatives and Development Partners Division.
Good morning. My name is Tanisha Alston. I'm a Program Manager with the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization.
Good morning. I'm Charity Benson, Senior Advisor in MOA Washington.
Great. Thank you all for being here today. I'd now like to turn the call over to Mark Walter to provide a few introductory remarks before we dive into the Q&A.
Thanks, Rachel, and again, thanks to everyone for joining the call this morning. We really appreciate the continued interest in the business forecast and really do welcome your regular feedback on how we can improve our communications both with the forecast and in other areas. As Rachel noted, we'll spend about 10 or 15 minutes highlighting some of the overall questions to give you a flavor of them. But first, I'd like to highlight a couple of things before going into the Q&A session. During last quarter's call, I mentioned that we were in the process of compiling our annual progress report. The report was released in early February and was distributed through our email list that posted at usa.gov. I'd like to just take a moment to quickly highlight a few of the areas. Worldwide, the preliminary data indicates the agency awarded approximately 13% of its contracts to small businesses worldwide. And the Washington front, more than 23% of the Washington-based contracts were awarded to U.S. small businesses, which is the most the agency has ever done. We also reported that on the past performance evaluation compliance, we hit 88.3% for the year. We also established acquisition and assistance labs both here in Washington and some of our regional missions overseas. Our A&R labs are helping to advance the agency's mission through workforce development and also trying to test and scale innovations in A&A. During the course of last year, we also posted a number of new materials to our external website for partners to utilize. We posted procurement executive bulletins known as PEBs, the listing of USAID's IDIQ list, the indefinite quantity, indefinite delivery contracts, broad agency announcements guidance, the indirect cost rate, NICRA guidance for nonprofit organizations, plus new online trainings for how to work with USAID. I encourage you all to read through the progress report. You can access the report through the agency website just by going to Work with USAID, then going Resources for Partners, and finally clicking on Progress Report. If you ever have any questions in regard to the report or any other communications, please feel free to contact our communication team at m.oaa.com, C-O-M-M-S, at usaid.gov. And we look forward to hearing from you. Next, I'd like to turn now to the agency's business forecast. As you all are aware, we officially launched the live feed on January 31st. And it goes without saying that we're very excited about having this new tool out there for all of you and the way we do business now through the live feed. It allows our staff to update information daily. Rather than waiting just for quarterly updates, you can see the latest information that our contracting and agreement officers worldwide update on a daily basis. You may have noticed a flurry of activity over the last week, given the questions that have come in. In fact, more than 70 opportunities were updated over the last week in the business forecast. The live feed has a number of useful features. You can now identify and sort by date when the activity was last updated. You can also filter forecast data by a number of single categories, whether that's a mission or operating unit, a sector, the forecast status change, award type, and more. And finally, there's an option for you to still download the entire forecast, both for missions and Washington. I'd also like to take the opportunity to highlight additional updates and features that we're trying to make to the business forecast live feed. One is to filter by small business set-asides. Two, to have the capacity to actually set multiple searches and filters all at once for searches. And then thirdly, to search for solicitation award dates with a range of days. So we're continuing to work with our colleagues in MCIO on these efforts, and we'll continue to update you on their progress. Again, I want to thank everyone for your feedback and suggestions on the live feed. We take your suggestions, we share them with our technical teams to determine if they can be incorporated. And we definitely value your insight and want to assure the live feed is useful as possible. And we continue to welcome your ideas. One final note, just as we do with anything and as we're launching any new system, there's always a learning curve both internally and externally with the live feed. Internally with the launch, we develop new guidance for all A&A professionals on when and how they should make updates to the live feed. Our team hosted various webinars and produced a fact sheet to walk staff through the live feed. We recognize this is a major business process change for us, but we believe that it's an important change that will give you all the most up-to-date information on a more consistent basis. And again, I thank each and every one of you for your interest and in joining the call today.
Great. Thank you, Mark. I'd now like to turn it over to Tanisha Alston for some small business updates.
Okay, great, thank you. On behalf of Mauricio Vera, the director of the Small Business Office, we'd like to thank Mark Walter and the entire Management Bureau team for providing us with this opportunity to present to this group this morning. As you have heard, the USAID has made great strides in several areas, including awarding approximately 13% of the agency's contracts to U.S.-based small businesses worldwide. The preliminary data indicates that in fiscal year 2016, the agency awarded approximately $431 million domestically and approximately $554 million worldwide. We attribute this increase to a number of agency-wide activities. We have increased outreach activities to educate our partners, and we have increased training to educate our technical and contracting officials internally. In 2016, our office also hosted training sessions in Washington, D.C., at the Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador missions. During those training sessions, we explained the small business program and the benefits of using it. We highlighted success stories of small business partners within the agency or, you know, currently working with the agency. And we provided instructions on how to conduct market research, as well as we addressed the subcontracting program and a myriad of other small business-related topics. Also, this past November, the Small Business Office partnered with the Management Bureau to host the agency's first international small business conference in South Africa. More than 300 U.S. small businesses, small business representatives attended the conference. We believe events like this will contribute to helping us meet our 11.5% small business goal this fiscal year. That's fiscal year 2017. Also coming up on June 28th, we'll host the agency's 10th annual Small Business Conference here in Washington, D.C. As in the past, senior leadership throughout the agency will participate in this event. Registration will be posted via the Federal Business Opportunities website. That's www.fbo.gov. It's usually posted at least 60 days prior to the event. We'd like to also give a special thanks to those who have participated in our activities in the past and who provided constructive feedback on our activities. Before I close, I'd like to say that we are very excited about the new live update feature of the agency's business forecast. We believe the information provided will be useful to the small business community and all of our implementing partners. We will continue to work closely with the Management Bureau to ensure that the business forecast information provided is helpful to all of our partners. If you have any questions concerning upcoming outreach activities or you need to contact the Small Business Office, you may do so via the agency website. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Tanisha. We are now going to jump into our Q&A portion of the call. I think we're going to cover about 12 to 13 questions today. So my first question is for Charity. Partners would like to know about guidelines for posting opportunities. What are USAID's guidelines for posting solicitations on the Business Forecast, FedBizOps, Grants.gov, and Mission websites?
Sure. The ADS requires actions over $150,000 to be included on the Business Forecast. However, in our guidance to contracting and agreement officers, we encourage all awards, regardless of their dollar amount, to be included in the business forecast. This is a best practice that we continue to communicate to our staff. The FAR requires solicitations that are over $25,000 on FBO.gov. For actions that are over $15,000 but under $25,000, they are required to be posted in a public place for no less than 10 days. The FAR does not provide specifics on where they must be posted. In these circumstances, how they get posted can vary. They can be published in local newspapers, on the Embassy USAID website, or on fedbizops.gov.
Great. Thank you, Charity. The next few questions we have are for Jamie. The first one is on business forecasts, the status change of the business forecast. It does not appear that this field changes accordingly to actual changes on the forecast. Can you please explain this field? Can operating units be further encouraged to update the status change information each time they modify a record?
Thank you, Rachel. This field was created prior to our live feed to communicate from quarter to quarter any updates or changes that were made to the forecast. With the new live feed and the last updated field, we may need to revisit this field. In the meantime, we will continue to encourage our operating units to keep this field updated.
Thank you. The next question is similar, but it relates to new opportunities not previously forecasted. What period of time does the new opportunity not previously forecasted refer to? Not previously forecasted from the prior quarter? Many opportunities are listed as new opportunities. However, they've been on the forecast for multiple quarters. Is it possible for USAID to add or provide visibility into a created date field so that we can more easily confirm whether or not an opportunity is truly new?
Again, similar to the last question, this was another option that was created prior to the live feed, and we used it historically to identify opportunities that were not in the previous quarter's forecast. But given this shift to live updates, it's still being shown, it's still being used to show new opportunities over the last quarter, though that opportunity may not be new to a user if you're conducting a daily check. The best way to track this is to use the last modified date, and we added that to help our partners identify updates as they occur.
Great. Thank you, Jamie. The next question relates to local opportunities. Does USAID plan to include indications on the business forecast if a procurement will be locally restricted?
We can certainly review the feasibility of this enhancement to specifically identify local competitions on the business forecast.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
The next question relates to requests for task order proposals on FBO.gov. We greatly appreciate that USAID is now including task orders in the business forecast. Would it also be possible to post the request for task order proposals on FBO or on the USAID website so that they can be viewed by all organizations and not just the IDIQ Prime implementers? We realize that bidding information is restricted to the Prime IDIQ holders, but the request for task order proposals still contains valuable information for all organizations that work in or hope to work in that country and or sector.
USAID does not plan on posting rooftops on FedBizOps or on USAID.gov at this time. Federal Acquisition Regulation Part 5 deals with publicizing contract actions, and it specifically excludes orders placed under indefinite delivery contracts, and it's not our intent to go beyond these requirements.
Great. Thank you, Jamie. My next two questions are for Charity. For the Excel version of the business forecast that people can download, can USAID please confirm that the Excel version of the business forecast is inclusive of all opportunities on the searchable live business forecast for missions and Washington, and that it is updated at the same time as the live forecast?
Yes. The Excel version of the forecast is updated at the same time as the live feed. If you download the Excel version of the business forecast, you will be downloading all the information available through the live feed search tool.
Great. Thanks, Charity. The next question deals with updates to the live feed. Could USAID please provide more information on how forecasted opportunities are updated in the live business forecast feed? At the time of submission, a number of forecasted opportunities have not been updated in the live feed since December 2016. What steps will USAID take to ensure forecasted opportunities are updated in a timely fashion or reflect any changes made, particularly in relation to submission dates which have passed? Can you please clarify how often the forecast is expected to be updated?
Opportunities are updated daily in the business forecast based on the information derived from the agency's acquisition and assistance plan system. USAID asks agreement contracting officers and program technical staff to make relevant updates as soon as possible so this information can be made available to the public. Any discrepancies in dates should be brought to the attention of the POC listed in the forecast. USAID will continue to take quarterly snapshots to manage the data and archive information as needed.
Great. Thank you, Charity. The next question relates to the incumbent field on the forecast. In the new live feed forecast, information about the incumbent seems to be missing. Following the previous Q&A, we understood that USAID would continue to provide this information with reference to the incumbent rather than the implementing partner. What is the difference between not applicable or NA and TBD? Does TBD mean there is an incumbent for that project already and they are determining if they will get another phase funded, or does it mean something else such as sole source? Or are NA and TBD essentially the same thing?
Thanks, Rachel. So these are essentially the same in that the planned action is a new requirement and there's no incumbent to identify. We'll certainly work to streamline responses to read NA, and incumbents will only be listed when they are available. The second part of that question, it's important to note that the business forecast only includes planned competitive activities, so sole source requirements will not be listed on the forecast.
Great. Thank you, Jamie. The next few questions are for Charity. For feedback on the new live feed tool, is USAID planning on conducting any user surveys or providing any mechanisms for feedback and suggestions for the new system?
USAID certainly welcomes feedback on the new live feed at any time. Many organizations have been actively sharing feedback and suggestions to the agency, and we've been taking all of these suggestions and working with our technical colleagues for possible enhancements to the system. If you have any comments on this tool, you can send them to businessforecast@usaid.gov.
Great, thank you. The next question is a popular question. It is regarding notifications from the live forecast. Is it popular for USAID to add a feature that allows you to receive alerts or updates when opportunities have been updated?
Well, we certainly appreciate this suggestion, and we have shared this request with our technical team, and they are currently looking into the feasibility of creating alert features on the live feed. Over the next quarter, we will try to scope out the feasibility of the requirement, and we'll share with you a status update on our next call.
Great. Thanks, Charity. The next question was touched on a little bit earlier. It is about improving search features on the live feed. Can USAID add the capabilities to be able to search by more than one operating unit by a range of dates, et cetera?
Yes, and this is a capability that we have identified before rolling out that we wanted to add to the live feed. And as Mark mentioned, we are working to add these features to the live feed, and we are hopeful that sometime in the next month or so, this will be included in the forecast.
Great. Thank you, Charity. The last two questions are for Jamie. So the next one is about removing opportunities from the forecast. Could USAID ensure that opportunities that are no longer available are removed from the forecast for ease of comprehension?
Yes, we can. We will continue to reinforce this message to our operating units and our users to update status of their planned actions as they progress through the planning and pre-award process so that closed opportunities do not appear on the forecast.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. And the final question for our call is about the last modified date in the forecast tool. Does this date change when data is updated in fields that are not publicly visible on the forecast?
Yes, this is correct. The updated date changes any time a record is edited and saved in the acquisition and assistance plan. So while you may not see updates or changes that have been made on the forecast, you can look at the last modified date as verification that information has been reviewed and verified. So again, that's a very important field to pay attention to in the business forecast.
Great. Thank you, Jamie and Charity. Once again, we only covered a few of our questions. We will be posting our full Q&A document along with our transcript of this call and a recording, hopefully later today once we have our one final question answered. We want to thank you again for taking the time to join us. I will hand the call back over to Mark Walther to provide a few closing remarks.
I just want to add my thanks to Rachel and others. Again, we really appreciate your interest and the questions. As Rachel noted, our intent is to post all the responses to the question as we usually do through by the end of the day, and we hope that you find these responsive. One final note, we're also working with our Bureau for Management colleagues on a Partners Day in the spring, so we're still exploring timelines and structures and venues on that, and we will keep you posted on that conjunction as well. So again, thanks to everyone. We really appreciate all your interest and all the effort goes in to answering your questions and trying to be responsive. So thank you very much.